Let's talk about other data that's come out recently with aromatase inhibitors, both upfront and in the switching situation. In the upfront, we have December 2004, the 68-month update of ATTACC, and then at the St. Gallen meeting, the first presentation of data from the BigFemta trial. Can you talk about the design of those two studies and sort of how you compare those data sets?
First, I'll point out, I think the two data sets are very difficult to compare. They're very difficult to compare for a number of reasons. First of all, even if you look at the percentage of patients with positive nodes in the two studies, ATTACC had 34% and BigFemta 41.3% positive. The percentage of patients who got chemotherapy was 21.3% in ATTACC, 25.3% in BigFemta. The reason I think that might be important is because the overview has suggested that if you give hormonal therapy alone, you get greater benefits from the hormonal therapy when given alone than you do when you give hormonal therapy and chemotherapy. They aren't additive effects. So in BigFemta, relatively wise, we had less patients who probably should have got chemotherapy who got it. And therefore, you might expect a bigger benefit from the hormonal therapy than you see in ATTACC. So that's the first point. The second point is that the BigFemta is really a short-term analysis of data at the present time. For the core group, the follow-up is only 25.8 months. So we're really only looking at the effects of letrozole in that very short-term period, whereas the current data for anastrozole are clearly out longer to 5 years. So
And also in the BigFemta, there was actually four arms, but only one comparison so far has been looked at, correct?
that's correct, but they used patients in all four arms, which is an unusual way to do it. What they did is patients who got 2 years letrozole and switched to tamoxifen, or 2 years tamoxifen and then switched to letrozole, were analyzed in the study, but only up until the time when they were switched. So that is kind of unusual because you would expect some of the benefit from the first 2 years of tamoxifen and letrozole to hang over. And so I think there are some concerns about the way that data have been analyzed.
But I mean, the bottom line is that even though in the long term the BigFemta study is going to look at the issue of switching at 2 years prospectively, at this point they have about 2 year follow-up on the issue of letrozole versus tamoxifen upfront, as opposed to ATTACC, which has, I guess, more than 5 years of anastrozole versus tamoxifen. Of course, the combination arm's been over for a while. What did the BigFemta trial show?
What it did show quite clearly is if you start up front with an aromatase inhibitor compared with tamoxifen, that you got benefit from treating them early on. So I think what the BigFemta study has suggested that at least some patients, possibly a large percentage of patients, should have upfront aromatase inhibitors. Because the problem is if you don't give some of the patients aromatase inhibitors, and we saw this in the ATTACC, the smoothing out of the curve. The thing to realize is you get more events in the first 2 years. There's a hump of events in the first 2 years. If you don't give upfront aromatase inhibitors, then a large number of patients have already recurred and you can't help them. I think from my perspective, what would be important to know is can we identify which of those patients who might benefit most from aromatase inhibitors?
Bottom line, at this point, do you think we can?
Bottom line, no.